Hey guys, what's good? We're back again. It's your favorite boy, Tega, T to the E to the G to the A. And with me, I have...
Tega, I've told you, I'm the favorite on this podcast. So use that line, favorite boy.
Exactly, I said favorite boy. Are you a boy?
Okay, well, I could be all. I'm joking. Hi guys, welcome back to another beautiful episode of this podcast. The Afro-Zillennial podcast. Tega is very dramatic. He loves that. Yo, if you don't do it, he'll die. But yeah, my name is Tomi again. And today we have an amazing guest with us.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm going to give you a brief introduction. It's not really brief because he wears a lot of hats, guys. So we have an actor, a voiceover artist, a photographer, a gym enthusiast. Like, if he doesn't work out in a day, he'll literally faint. I promise you. Guys, we have Taye Arimoro in the house. Hey! And guys, coincidentally, all of us are T's. Yeah. So, I mean, what did I say? Who gonna check us? You know? Yeah.
But then, you guys, Taye is my favorite. Yeah. Tommy's a famza. And we have our own, like,
would
special...
Would have that conversation.
Special fifth handshake. So, we decided to show you guys. So, Taye, what's up? Let's do it.
Yep.
Do you know Tommy is really jealous? Like, she's just...
Oh my god, guys. Why do you think I'm wearing shades? Because I'm going through a lot right now. And this is the loss I'm going through.
Oh yeah, please, can we do a handshake?
Okay, G. Hey.
Don't worry, I'll get you guys. Anyways, guys, today we're going to be talking about something really interesting and something that a lot of people actually, has to hear about. So today's episode is At Your Big Age. So I don't know if you guys are going to guess what we're going to be talking about with regards to At Your Big Age. Do you want to go first, Tai?
If I was to say this in one word, I think it would be adulting.
Period.
Adulting.
Point blank.
Well, then it's something that is very common to African mothers at your big age.
I swear, Yoruba mothers.
Wow, was that inspiration?
No, actually, not
okay.
Really. Well, kind of. Like, oh, okay. Trust me, adulthood has shown us pepe, and that's why we actually decided to do this episode.
Before we continue, is adulthood a scam?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
I think so.
No way. No way. I have friends who have anxiety. Just singing, listening to that song. They have anxiety.
No. Adulthood is a freaking scam, guys. And we're going to be dissecting everything about adulthood here, I guess. Almost everything. But yeah, we'll majorly talk about dependency, independency, and all of that. So, Tai, are you at a big age? Let's start with that.
I am at a big age. Period. I'm 30. Come on.
Look at what I am at a big age. Love that. So, at what age do you think someone should leave their parents' house?
You guys should give me that question beforehand. That's a very tricky one. Okay, so I can't speak for everyone, right?
Yeah.
But I would use my own experience to answer this question. So I left my dad's house when I was, 20?
Wow.
Yeah.
I could never.
And the reason was, I'd always wanted to leave my dad's house. I always wanted to be independent. I remember when I was in uni, I was working with my brother who had a record label at the time. I just didn't want to depend on my dad for some reason. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't explain it. But then now I know that it's just the fact that I wanted to be independent. And then my dad would always, you know how African parents are, like, you can't leave the house, you can't go, you can't just disappear.
Yeah, they cage you, all of that kind of
thing.
Yeah.
But I was in uni. So the good thing for me was I could use the excuse of I'm on campus, to escape from the house.
You went to a private school or a public
I went to UNILAG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I would always say, oh, you know what, I'm on campus, you know, and all those kind of things. Obviously when Owo has blown me, obviously I'll run back home and say, you know what, I need some money. But you know, there was that yearning to always want to leave the house. And then when he died, I tried to stay there for a few months, just, you know, be there for my mom, be there for my siblings, and just you know how when you lose the head of the family, it just needs to be things to be sorted out. Eventually, I left, and I left to go squat with a friend. I had like my own apartment and things like that, but I just didn't want to be in my dad's house. I just wanted to be my own man.
Yeah.
And so I left, and I'm here now. You know.
That's so, really good. First of all, sorry about the loss of your dad. Yeah. Well, I know it's been a while, but I mean, just to clear the air.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
So, I mean, when you started staying on your own, what were the responsibilities you had to live up to?
Okay, so because I was squatting with a friend at the time, I didn't have a lot of responsibilities. Just pay NEPA bills, pay water bills, make sure that, you know, obviously just respect the common areas. Yeah. I had my own room, he had his own room. Yeah. I was living with my best friend at the time. He's still my best friend anyway. And, you know, having to pay for my own transport, not because there was no dad to run back home to anymore to ask for money when the wool blows me. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, you know what? Now it's time to go hustle your own hustle. Yeah. I was already working my brother's record label at the time.
Okay.
But then I started acting at some point. Mm-hmm. So every little income that comes in, every little income, you just make sure that you know how to spread it enough. I wasn't totally wise in that regard, but then I had to learn over time.
How do you mean by you wearing white? You had two jobs now.
So like, here's the thing. So it wasn't even about, you know, wise with regards to hustling decisions generally. It's just like when money comes in. So you know how youthful exuberance wants you to.
Actually, you know, when the money comes in,
you're a baller. And I'm sure when the money finishes, then you start to make plans for the next money. You know, it's like, I'll be very responsible when the next money comes in.
And
but when it comes again, you're painting the town red, brother. So I wasn't totally wise when it came to, you know, financial decisions.
Wow.
Obviously, because, you know, I was still growing and, you know, there was no one to really learn from.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you know, you get to learn the hard way or the, you know, easy way.
So what were the advantages for you?
For me?
Apart from freedom, I think you already mentioned.
There's freedom, right? I mean, at some point in time, everyone is going to gain their freedom. Let's not even be in denial about that. You know, whether you're there till you're 30, you're there till you're 20, or you leave at 10, mm-hmm. you get to gain your freedom at some point, right?
Yeah.
I was in a hurry to want to leave, but, you know, in retrospect now, I feel like, oh, you know, at some point I would have gained my freedom.
Yeah.
Now, aside from freedom, I had to grow faster. Mm-hmm. You know, living with other people. Obviously, my friend who I was squatting with had friends as well who would come through. I didn't really like the idea of... So, I enjoy people. I enjoy staying in the same space with people, but I'm very particular about, you know, things. You know, I'm very particular about things like so moving things or just crowding particular spaces or making noise or keeping the place dirty and things like that or untidy.
Yeah.
It gets to me. So I got to learn patience. I got to learn how to interact, you know, communicate.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this is how I feel about this thing at this particular point in time. I'm very upset about this. And instead of, you know, lashing out and yelling and screaming at the top of my voice, you know, I had to tell you. And plus the people I was living with at the time were muscular guys. So
is that what you said, Jimmy?
Yeah. They influenced me to start working out.
Now he works out every day. Thanks to the muscular guys. Now
so I couldn't beat them up. I couldn't beat them up. You know that kind of thing. So no matter how angry I get, you know, the worst thing I could do was to go hit my head against the wall.
Did you actually do that?
I quit. One, I'm not doing this anymore.
I'm not doing this anymore. We're doing handshakes now, you see?
So now we're even like, one.
Period.
I feel like once you start to live on your own, once you leave the protection of your parents, then there's you assume more responsibility and it helps you to mature faster.
Okay, that makes sense, because I remember taking offense to someone who said that if you still live with your parents at the age of 25, 26 to 30, thereabout, you wouldn't mature. And I took offense to it because I still live with my parents. I'm not up to that age, but I still live with my parents. And I believe I'm mature enough. But I think now I get the point, because you said you learned patience living with other people that are in your space. You learned tolerance. You learned how to communicate properly with like excesses that you normally would not take. So, yeah, I think I get that now.
But I'm going to butt in here, right? Maturity is relative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it? It's relative. There's no general
rule.
There's no general table, you know, where you say, oh, you know what, this person, because this person has done this, they're not mature. This person has done this, they're not mature. It's based on the amount of knowledge that you have, you know. And at some point in time, you're going to learn some things that you didn't know yesterday. So at this point in time, we're having this conversation, right? The things that you're learning now that makes you a bit more mature than you were a few minutes ago. So it's very relative when people talk about maturity. I feel like I hear people say, oh, you know, you're not mature because you did this. And in my head, it's like, you know what? That's why people can say, oh, you know what? At your age, you don't know this.
Yeah.
You know that kind of thing.
Our parents argue.
You know, at your age, you don't know this. But truth is, if I knew it, I would do it.
Yeah.
So how about you just tell me what to do? Exactly. You know, teach me, then help me understand why I'm learning this.
Instead of calling me out.
Tomorrow, next minute, I know better, and you know, I'm more mature than I was a few seconds ago.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. So, you're an actor, and you do a couple of other things. You're a commercial model as well. I forgot to mention that, guys. Yeah. I mean, can't waste the body. Please, after working out.
Please. What films, his short films.
Everything. He has
YouTube.
Yeah.
I really love Mela more.
Yeah, I do as well. I did see it. It was nice.
The one with Diane.
Yeah, the one with Diane.
So what did I know was with Diane?
Because he had done one before with Diane as well.
No,
she hasn't seen Melamo. That one, I'm sure.
Melamo is not the one you guys always go live to talk about your fake.
You did. But before you saw it, I had to force you to do that, no?
No.
I messaged you too many times. I was like, That's not true.
You messaged me twice and I saw it and I gave you my feedback.
You did give me your feedback.
Don't call me out on my podcast. Hello? What? So how much do you think people should make? I mean, you had like two jobs before you moved out or when you moved out.
After
how much do you think people should actually make before they decide to move out of their parents' house? Or do you advise they stay if they are not financially buoyant? Like, if they are not billionaires, please, let's listen.
Plenty of money. Plenty money.
Okay, what plenty money?
See, in all honesty, right, I would just advise, I would advise you guys out there, you know, if you have the opportunity to still be in your parents' house, you know, just stay there. Just stay there as long as you can, you know. Stay there for as long as you can. You continue your hustle. Obviously, be responsible. Like, take up responsibilities in the house, you know. Take up responsibilities and try to pay attention, especially if you have siblings. Then you have a bigger advantage because it's like, oh, you know what? You know how to relate with them on a different level. You know, when you're younger, you're fighting a lot. And it's like, you just say, annoying me. Mommy, this is... And then as you grow older, it's now like... There's now no mommy again to go and report to. Yeah. So it's now we're fighting against each other. But, you know, when you grow older to like a particular point where you know that, oh, you know what, it does not make any sense to just be yelling and be, you know, exchanging words and things like that. It's now time to communicate properly. You can use that. They can be your guinea pigs or your mannequins, you know. You can use that to interact with them so that it can inform how you interact with other people
outside,
you know. And then when it comes to like food and things like that, I mean, I'm not saying that you should, at your big age, you should be sitting down eating your parents' food or something like that, but contribute to a lot of people, especially. So at some point, I had friends who were still living in their parents' house when I'd moved out. And, you know, I would hear them talk about, oh, how they're upset because their father or their mother did not pay light bill because, you know, they said they must be doing it. I'm like, are you okay? Like, are you okay?
I mean, I'm not even at a big age and I pay light bills.
Do you understand? Like,
even if I don't pay any more, my mother will call me out.
Do you understand?
But I try.
This just reminds me about something that Toby told me. She told me yesterday her mom was powering for her because she put two items in the washer. And her mom said that she should start paying more.
Exactly. She wanted to be paying for, but I'm like, please, I don't have more.
You too, how have you just put two items in the washer?
I mean, but it's a washer though. Like, it's a washer. Like, you can just put one.
No,
don't let my mom hear you.
This time I'm supporting my mom because electricity.
I totally agree.
But I pay for light at home. Actually, I try. I don't make so much, but I pay for light. And my house is not really small, and we don't pay like small NEPA tariffs and all of that. I don't pay every month, but the amount of times I've paid so far is a lot. You're rich.
I don't even think it's about how much you
but it's just the effort, share.
It's the responsibility, just taking up responsibility, knowing that I need to be responsible here. So like, whatever it is, let me think of what can I consistently pay for in this house, even if it's one thing. you know, even if it's one thing, like it's the effort. It's, you know, it informs how you develop as a human being.
So guys, like, listen, if you've decided not to move out of your parents' house and you want to still stay under their roof, you should take up some form of responsibility.
Please, they should stay at home.
And stay.
It's tough out there.
I'm taking from episode is taking this advice of staying in your parents' house if you know you don't have so much money. Because guys, the streets are not smiling. Do you know how much rent
it's wild.
Is in Lagos?
Tai is saying we should stay, but you didn't give us any disadvantages. You only gave us the rosy side of your experience.
So I'm not now saying, before I even go to disadvantage, I'm not now saying you should stay there till you're like 50 or something.
Of course not.
Come on, man.
I have to meet at the opportunity. She's still. She's very comfortable.
Rich man that wants to.
Sharp. I feel you. Give it up.
Tell me, we'll come back to this. You see, that's why girls have it so easy. We'll come back to this point.
No, hala.
It's vexing me.
Okay, so disadvantages, right? When you're a Rom, you behave like a Rom man.
Yeah.
Right? So you find situations where, you know, someone is upset because even though they take up responsibility in the house, their mothers can still send them on errands or tell them what to do or what not to do. Yeah. If you're living under my roof, you should expect that, you know, as a parent, especially as a parent. You know, guys want to bring their babes into their house, their mothers are like, no woman is coming to my house. You know, you want to sleep all day, hey Oga, stand up, go and do chores, you know, that kind of thing. And it's a bit emasculating because especially if you're like at a big age, you know, and big age, I mean, say 25. Now it's sort of dropped now, you know, the Gen Z's, your Gen Z's, it's sort of really dropped. So it's like, so you think about, okay, so let's take it down to 21, you know, between 21 and 30. And, you know, you're like, ah, me, go out and wash plates. How now? How can you, do you know how much I make on influencing,
I should be washing plates.
Do you know how many fans I have on my social media pages?
Do you know how many people are rushing me?
You know that kind of thing. So if you live in Rom, you have to obey the rules of the Roman government. Yeah. That's literally how it is. So if you live under your parents' roof, you just be ready. And it's a disadvantage it's a disadvantage for, you know, our generation, and the, you know, Gen Z. So I'm a millennial, right? So millennials, Gen Z's, you look at this, I'm on this one, I insult. Now which can I see finish with this one? You know? So yeah, that's the only disadvantage I can see. And aside from that, maybe the fact that, you know, at some point, if you're a guy, babes will be looking at stars. Ah, man, this guy's still living under his parents' roof. So he's not like mommy's boy, like this, that kind of thing. But that doesn't, you know, it doesn't put pressure on yourself. Yeah, it shouldn't put pressure on, you know, if you guys listen, it shouldn't put pressure on you at all.
Yeah. So, back to you, Tommy. This is the issue I have now. Is a lot easier for girls to say that they want to just wake up one morning and leave their parents' house, because I know how many times this one she has come to rant to me that I'm just tired, I want to go.
I want to go.
But then I feel, correct me if I'm wrong, Tommy, wait. Yeah. But then I feel it's a lot easier for girls to just make that decision, because one, a lot of people know that girls get married and they move into their husband's house, and luckily for them, they might not even have to do much work, because the husband will carry the whole burden of, you know, raising the family, providing for the wife, the children and all. Also, there's the other angle where it's like a woman's world. I know a lot of people say it's a men's world, but then it's like a woman's world, because, for instance, if I was a girl now, just wear one short skirt and see one rich man now on at Farm City now, I might not even be standing on the street. Exactly. You see,
Let me tell you something. It's a man's world, but the women are the government.
Period.
You know. Period.
That's
what you are, my favorite. You have too much sense.
It's a man's world, but the women are the government. We live in a world where you know, truth is, women actually. So, So we live in a world where, women get more favors. you know, they get away with a lot of things.
Mm.
And you hear feminists talk about this and that, and they don't even understand how powerful women are. You know, women control everything.
Yes, so.
Yeah, no matter how powerful a man is. No matter how powerful is, you know, have you know the popular saying, behind every successful man is a woman, a strong woman.
Yeah.
You know, women have so much power. The challenge is most of the women that we have now don't understand how much power they have.
What are you trying to say? Are you advising us to wear short skirts and
no, it's not even about, but you know the thing is, if wearing short skirts, right, can give you that much power, imagine how much power you would have if you have your mind.
Yeah, if you have your brains.
You know, think about it.
Mm.
You know, if wearing short skirts can hold a man down.
I don't have anything to say. I just drop my two cents. Okay.
Do you get
it? Well, I get you, actually. And you're very, very correct. So Tega said, if I'm correct, you said women have it easy when it comes to being independent and all of that. So the thing is, it goes two ways.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I don't think I'm going to, I don't even want to say personally, but I like to work for my shit, right? I like to work for my shit, and I would never really outrightly say, I have to marry a rich man to make it. I have to marry a rich man to look good. I have to get a rich boyfriend. I'm not that kind of girl, right? But kudos to girls that do it. Like, they do it and they get away with it and they're happy, which is very important, your happiness. But if I see a rich man now that is my spec, that has sense, and that can also channel his funds into my dreams and my aspirations, why not? I will follow him now. I will leave my parents' house.
It's valid, though.
Yeah,
very, very, like, it's correct.
True.
I would leave my parents' house.
So generally, human beings like nice things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anyone in this room that doesn't like nice things. You know, maybe human beings.
I'm joking.
Human beings. We all like nice things. Yeah. I love nice things.
Who doesn't? You know, nice things.
Women want to be pampered.
Yeah.
More. You know, men are very, abused to want to
fight,
defend, and protect. And women just want to sit pretty and be. I mean, so, I'm not saying that's all women.
That's
not.
Yeah.
Exactly. Women are very, very strong, especially when it comes to, you know, decision making and nurturing and, you know, using their minds to think, you know, wider. Widely, and, you know, I was reading somewhere that they say, you know, women are better multitaskers. I mean, taskers, you know, they're better at multitasking and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows how powerful women are when it comes to, like, their minds.
Yeah.
But as well, women just want to be shielded, you know, financially, physically, mentally,
emotionally,
you know, they want to know that. In fact, I didn't even know how deep that emotional part was until, you know, sometime one girl said I was emotionally cheating on her, and I was like, what the hell?
Please explain that.
You know that? I didn't even know what it was. In all honesty, I didn't know what it was at the time. And then I went to ask a friend, and I said, you know, this is what happened. And she said I was emotional. It was like, yeah, duh. I was like, oh, wow. So even emotionally, women want to be protected.
Okay. So I remember seeing a post, I think it was by Alibaba, where he was saying that, you know, in this acting industry, people will just come in now as new, fresh actors and start buying Benz, Range Rover.
Actors generally.
Actors. No, male. Oh, okay, female.
Ah, specify. Female.
That is like actors generally. Me, I didn't.
I'm an actor. I haven't bought a Benz.
No. Female actors, yes. Female actors.
Right.
And, you know, he went to Dubai and then he saw one with, like, police and all of that. And he was like, from where? Where you get one? Me, I'm just like, they don't necessarily have to be prostitutes, because I'm very sure that was the angle it was coming from.
Mm,
for them to get that much money to actually be who they are
Are you saying that's where he was coming from?
Yeah.
That's
where he was, because he actually, that video was very long, but I don't want to go into it because I don't remember it verbatim, but I know that was where he was coming from. So I want you to explain. You're an actor.
Right.
Give us the tea, like, how is it in the industry? Because I want to enter.
First of all, to be honest here,
I'm not serious. No, don't worry,
first
guys.
Of all, I didn't see the post.
Yeah.
So I don't really know much about what he's talking about. But then we see like posts of people talking about how, you know, female actors are doing much better, and you know where they're seeing the money, where they're going to, and things like that. My own take is generally women get more favors, you know, from women, from men, most especially from men. And just as we said before, you know, emotional protection, and men generally, when they want something, men are built to be hunters, right? So when you want something, you go for it wholeheartedly. Sometimes you just want to show off, you know. I go spoil you with my money, isn't it?
You and know? That is fact too. Sometimes you might not even have dropped anything for them. They will literally give you money and spoil you. I know I have like cases of people that literally, because they are fine, they'll tell you, send me your account number.
It's not even about fine, it's just because you're a lady.
Yeah, actually.
True. You know, because you're a woman, it's like, oh, you know what? You might not have the nice face, but if you have like nice figure, ah,
you see,
baby.
It's much bigger than just favors.
It's you know, we had a story, but I'm not going to bring it here.
It's much bigger than just favors.
Yeah. I've been in this industry for what, 10 years, and I know female actors who are doing so good for themselves.
Yeah, businesses on the side.
Yeah, they have businesses on the side. You know, women think sharper. Women are smarter. Mm. See,
we even have actors, like female actors, that are actually hosts, presenters. They do lots of other things.
So
people don't know.
Women generally go all the way. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
My focus is my focus. Men can still even be chasing Yasho Banner. So one more is distracted by it. You know, that kind of thing. But you know, so some of these actors, I don't know about, you know, the majority of them, but I know a few of them who for real have their hustle on point. They're acting, they don't play with it. Their side hustle, they don't play with it. And then obviously, like when men see a fine woman on the screen and they have the opportunity, or on social media, you know, they have the opportunity to, you know, have a conversation. The first thing that I've noticed, especially with some of my friends who, you know, so I've gotten the opportunity of, you know, seeing their chats and stuff. Yeah. The first thing they want to do is show off.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Send me your address. I want to send you something. Or send me your account details. I want to send you something.
Yeah.
Unsolicited, you know. And, you know, you can... sometimes you
but
can't...
But when you see, how do you feel when you see?
No, because
like,
when they say...
They pay you, I mean.
I'm a fan.
They pay you.
Me? It doesn't pay me, because I remember when I was fresh from Game On,
yeah,
I had a lot of people offer me stuff. You know, some I received.
Game
it.
On was actually
some,
a very good one, by the way, guys.
Some, thank you. some I received, some I rejected, because some people had ulterior motive.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna get into that one.
But dragging.
It's not even about dragging. It's just there's no need to get into
it. Yeah.
Obviously, right? When people hit you up and say, "Oh, you know, I'm a fan. I just want to send you this. Yeah. I just want to send you that." Sometimes it feels appreciated, especially when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you need that thing that they're asking for. You didn't ask for it, you know, but you didn't ask them for it. But, you know, they're offering it. And it's like, it's almost like a miracle. It's like, ah, God, thank you. Sometimes it could be a blessing. You just don't know. You know, so I don't know about what Alibaba was talking about. But then I know that some female actors are very decent and they're all about their hustle. Yeah. So obviously, it will pay. You know, if you see them buying bands and building houses, it's a matter of their hard work.
Yeah, I like that so much. That's really valid. By the way, big ups to all the actors.
Yeah.
Doing the damn thing. Y'all are the real MVP.
Shout out to y'all.
Let me ask you a question, Tommy.
Wow, that was really direct.
Your podcast, but I'm gonna ask you.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on the spot right now.
All
right. So a random guy comes, walks up to you, you know, maybe your spec and things like that, has plenty of money, and he says, "Oh, you know what, take this money." But you take it.
Right there and then.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't actually.
Ah, it's like a millionaire or 2 million.
No, that's blood money. From where, how?
What do you mean?
1 million naira on the spot. You don't even know me. No, the thing is, you can get my contact details and we could have a conversation. But meeting you at first.
Okay, let's move.
1 million naira is a lot. If it's like small change, if it's like small change, like 50k, 100k, why not?
But no, we just had on camera and off camera, we just had a master class on how people are rich and how they want to like show off. So why don't you believe that someone can drop? There are people
that
have
1 million is a lot of money.
Are you joking?
Do you realize that people who don't think that 1 million is a lot of money, right?
Okay, that's fine. Thanks. But the first day, I'll be scared too. Okay, so I haven't gotten like
so
that
let's
kind of
let's
money.
Let's
like, shift. At a go from somebody that is meeting me for the first time. I didn't work for you. I didn't do nothing for you. It's just very scary for me. I'm a man of principles.
What is your destiny helper?
My destiny helper. Like that instance. If it's not work.
Please.
No, there's
I beg like, destiny
no.
helper.
I feel like there's an approach to it. If I pray to God for such a miracle, it's not supposed to come like that. I don't know what
you
God
think?
Does, but I feel like wait, no I, 1 million. Wait. If he comes with the if he comes with the intent to say, oh, I heard you're an influencer, or I heard you're a host, or I'd like you to host my event, blah, 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 and you offer me 1 million, then I will collect as long as I've done something that I know is legitimate for it. But you're dashing me 1 million. You are fraudulent money laundering.
No, you're thinking about it from a shorter lens.
Exactly.
So, say, okay, you know how Whiskey pulled
tell
up that
you
guy?
You collect them.
That guy. Why
of course,
them?
If it's Davido. If it's Davido, Whiskey.
But no. But we didn't even have...
And wait, you said my spec. My spec, that's a coincidence. Nobody's perfect.
Oh, yeah, okay, not your spec. Okay, it's not
you
your
spec.
You're
my spec, you're fine, you're rich, you're tall, okay, you're this, you're rest. Not possible.
Okay, what if it was a woman?
I'll collect it too.
Why?
Women empowerment. I will spoil.
I'm done.
I'll collect it because I know that I can never be a lesbian. I love to all the lesbians, love to all the people
LGBTQ
community. Yeah, but no, I'll collect it and then I'll ask you, sis, what's up? If it's to sleep with you, sorry. I'll collect the money. Money has gone.
I mean, why can't you just do the same thing for a guy? But anyways, it's your opinion.
What do you mean? I say I should sleep with the guy.
No, I'm just saying, why can't you just tell the guy that, oh, if he has ulterior motives, I'm not interested, bro. And if he says no,
Women like each other.
But I also think that,
please,
also think
I beg,
that,
no way.
Receiving gifts constantly,
constantly from someone.
Starts to sort of make you obligated.
Available. And
maybe not available, but you know, sort of makes you obligated to want to reciprocate the love. You know,
to give
have
back.
You been in that kind of web before?
I have actually. I have. I have. It's a very tricky
it's
place
true.
To be.
Mm. It's with me. I think I send you gifts. You know, I send you gifts
us.
One time. Money and
gift
gifts.
Us. And then I beg. Shit.
Sugar mommy material. I've been forgotten.
This,
so not, who are you again?
I mean, you're not the caliber of people that reach out to see.
but it's
can
a very tricky place to be.
Can you disclaim that?
No.
No, exactly.
I'll kill you.
But it's a very tricky place to be.
God.
And I can say that one from experience. A very tricky place to be, especially when you want to cut ties. You know, when you think about it deeply, you know, I love to think, you know, I was listening to this podcast the other time and, you know, someone was saying, this doctor, but she's also like a Christian, and she was saying that, you know, when you teach people to think, you're teaching them to see God. You know, basically, because God is in everything that we do, like the mic and everything. You see like people's handwork and you see their craft and everything. So when you start to think about, you know, how was this thing made, you start to see like the essence of life itself, right? So I love to think. That's the point. That's where I'm going to. And you know, when I think, when I sit down to really think critically about, you know, where I am per time, I think about, you know, what are the consequences of this thing, you know? And you know, in this particular situation, I was thinking about, you know, starting to think about compromising my values, you know, or where I stand or what I want to do and what I didn't want to do. You know, the lines started becoming blurred. And it's tough, you know, just being there is tough, you know, because when you get to that point where you're thinking about it, the only option for you now at that point in time is to say no more. You know, I don't want to be a prisoner to this particular situation. But how do you go ahead and tell this person? Because, you know, the person is giving you nice things. And it's like, these nice things, I love these nice things, and I want these nice things. And I cannot particularly get all of these nice things for myself. You know, so it's, I think that the first, you know, over time, I've learned from that experience, or, you know, several experiences. And, you know, I've gone to a point where it's like, you know what, just nip it in the bud from the get-go. you know, just nip it in the bud so that you don't want to get to a point where it's become too big for you to handle.
Yeah, are you trying to say we shouldn't get gifts, like collect gifts from
people? It depends on you. You know, you have to decide.
I'm actually just joking.
Everything that you said just now is that they wanted to knock and he didn't want to knock and he said no.
It's bigger than that. It's not.
Of course, it's probably bigger than that. But I think I understand your point of view and is actually very correct. And I believe a lot of ladies would relate to what he actually said. So when you give people the window to keep coming back or keep doing things for you, and you're not doing anything that they want, you know, back, you're not reciprocating the action in the way they want to collect that action, right? It becomes a problem and you actually get stuck. Sometimes you actually get stuck. You don't know how to say no anymore. You don't know whether or not to compromise or to go on. But I mean, just pray. Prayers solves everything.
I think just think. You know, just think.
But some people don't think rightly. So you can't just rely on thinking. I might think and I'll be like, oh, if I do it once, will I die? I'll go and ask God for forgiveness and then I'll go.
But if I feel like if you think deeply, then you can process, like, what are the consequences? Where am I going to?
Some people are not that smart. Sure.
Yes, there are people who don't, you know, love to think. But everyone sort of knows where they want to be, you know. So if you think deeply about where you want to be and how where the situation fits into
if it aligns with your goals, you know, and all that.
It's just that people don't like to think, you know. People are very lazy to actually process where I am and where I'm going to. But if you think deeply about it, if you don't think, then you deserve everything that's coming to you, you know, because life will just happen.
Yeah.
You know, and some people are lucky enough to roll in the tide to beautiful places.
Yeah.
But, you know, most times you drown in the storm.
Mm. You're correct. All right, guys.
At your big age, I hope you guys are learning.
Yeah.
Taking notes.
Jotting things down. All right, so we're going to the next segment of this podcast.
And that is...
What tea war?
Fortunately for us, we are all teas today. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, what tea?
Teas.
Let's tease war.
Let's start with Thai.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Where you were.
I'm not sure. So I got this from a place called what are they called again? The Hat Strings.
Okay.
So this top I got from The Hat Strings, she's like my shirt plug. I just see nice stuff and I'm like, oh, you know what, I want that. So she brings it. I don't care about what make it is. This is a Dior jeans pants.
Dripping, expensive.
And then this I got from maybe I should wear it so that everyone.
Oh my god. That's
so you see with this one.
Yes, this is actors, eh?
With this, one, I'm so proud of this one because this is like my guy. He made this. He's called BGL One Time.
Oh.
Yeah, he's called BGL One Time. He's on Instagram. You guys can check him out.
Yeah, I'll steal it from me then. I'll check it out.
He made this. I love this jacket a lot. I wear it. If you check my social media, you see that I've worn like a few times. And then this is a Valentino glasses. I got it from The Hat Strings as well. Apple Watch. Sneakers I got from... I don't even remember the store, but, you know, I got it from some store.
Nice.
What else? Phone. iPhone. Sorry to all the Android users.
I'm not sure Android. You're not serious. Jesus, you guys, that's an inside joke, and you guys have never seen any of this podcast. I'm still a bitch. No, Wahala, I'll get you. That's
so,
two.
What are you wearing?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Okay, so guys, so I'm going to start from top to bottom. I have this beautiful
Nigeria
hair from Mabella Hair. Woo. I really like this hair. So obviously, it's really shaken. It's doing the Lord's work. I'm wearing random shades because, random shades. I'm wearing this chain that I got from an Instagram vendor. I can't remember the name of the store, but I think it's a really beautiful piece. I'm wearing this top from Janore. Janore is a brand that's sent this to me to, you know, do
PR.
And I mean, the top is actually speaking for itself, because I think it's really comfortable, it's stretchy, and it's very simple to rock. I'm not really wearing much. It's meant to be a two-piece, so if you guys can't... Yeah. It's really... And it has, like, you can wear it in two ways, actually. Oh, okay. So you can bring the neck parts over, and then, do your stuff. No. Okay. Like, as a neck piece here.
Right.
So it's, like, a very dramatic outfit. I really like it. I'm pairing with... Emperor Armani watch. Drape. I don't do much. And then, matching bracelets with the necklace. Yeah.
I really like the jewelry you're wearing. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I actually thought it was too much. Yeah. Because, I like simple stuff.
Oh, it's perfect.
I don't do much. Thanks.
You try sometimes.
I want you. Lottie, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Zara hat cap, a face cap, rather. I'm wearing a Zara face cap. I think the jacket is from River Island. Turtleneck from Primark, pants from Zara, then Nike Air Force Ones. Very simple, and accessories from Garm Island. My accessory plug.
So T, here we actually do like a lot of fun stuff. So we have like games now. So this section is trivia.
Trivia.
A game called Two Truths, One Lie. So we're going to take turns. You say your truth and lie, then we would have to guess which is the truth or the lie. And then I'll do mine, and then
and I'll do mine.
Okay, so are you ready?
I need to think this through.
Thinker, Bill.
So, truth.
Okay.
And lie. One lie, two truths.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can scatter it around.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I went to VI yesterday. I'm 30. I love you. I love grilling stuff.
Wait, can we? We can.
No. You guys want? What are you trying to do?
Just beat us.
You want to what? Is it team talk?
Team what?
I mean, what are you trying to do?
Okay. Okay. I think the truth is. I mean, is it okay? One truth, two lies. One truth, two lies.
One lie.
One lie. So the lie is you went to VI yesterday.
How about you?
The lie is you're 30. I'm joking. The lie is you went to VI yesterday.
What is it? What is the truth? What is the lie? Did you hear everything I said?
Yes.
I like to grill stuff.
Yes.
I went to VI yesterday.
And you're 30.
Wait. No, you don't like to grill stuff. Oh, wait, you do like to grill stuff.
Final answer.
Okay, I'm going to pick you don't like to grill stuff, and then we'll get back to it.
Okay.
Final answer, you went to VI yesterday.
And our winner is...
Tega.
Drum roll.
No, I'm doing that.
We'll be back after this commercial break. So, Tega, you got it right.
You got it right. See, I know you like it.
Hey.
Do you know why? Let's go. Because Tega actually eats really healthily, and grilling is really healthy. So, I wasn't sure because you like to waka about, and maybe that grilling part just threw it there too.
There's no excuse for failure.
Yeah, this just proves you
can, in the words of our former president. You can't excuse failure.
Oh my god.
well, this just proves one thing. We know the real faith here.
That's a lie.
I mean, yeah. But he knows that's from the get go.
Yeah, he knows the actually, real faith.
From the get go. So who are you?
Oh my god. Tay, I'm actually going to kill you after this show. Please, if you guys will find him again, just know I'm responsible. Okay, so my own two truths, one lie. So I love to sing. I don't take eggs. No, I love eggs. Sorry. I love eggs. Sorry, Dad, I'm not taking that back. I'm taking that back. I don't cast myself. I swear down. So let's go again. One second. I love to sing a lot. I can dance. And I love spirits, alcohol.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go?
You go first.
Oh, shit.
You can't dance.
I...
Yeah. Same answer. You can't dance.
I said I can dance.
That's what we were saying. We're telling you. I don't love sweets.
As much.
Oh my God. You're not a
Don't mind that. You're not serious.
This is the most expensive beer drop ad.
Don't mind that.
I'm dead. But it has a mad rude. I know how to dance now.
Okay. So which is it?
No, I'm joking. Yeah, you guys are correct.
There you go.
Okay, you're so annoying.
So mine is going to be very easy.
Okay.
So I can cook, I can drive, I trade Forex.
You don't trade Forex now.
So I'll just go with her because she knows the person.
Boy, you can't cook. Okay.
You can boil rice.
Boiling rice.
No, hey, don't play with me.
Can I make stew?
Yes, now. I'll treat you one of
don't
these.
Don't insult. But
you
know,
I can't. I should have actually said I can't cook. Is this playing? I love to cook. Is this playing?
As in, is this playing?
All right, guys. And.
But he hasn't answered yet.
I don't trade forex. I don't trade forex. It's so complicated. Like, just lies.
He likes his salary like this.
I beg. Oh my goodness. Let me know what is coming steadily for me.
I know. Not, I love that. So, guys, we are done with this episode. And it was so fun. I mean, it was so insightful. Taye was amazing.
Thank you so much, Taye.
Thank you so much for honoring our invitation and being an amazing guest. I mean, you dropped a lot of gems, as obviously because you're a thinker, you're smart, you know, you have it all.
He's also a fine boy and an amazing actor. So
yeah, he's actually an amazing actor, producers, guys.
This is your man.
This is your product. Yeah. So
I don't know about the fine part though, but
That's how these men are. Oh God.
Before we go, let me just state it clearly, right? The road was free from the mainland till I got to the island and boom. Traffic. What is this with traffic on the island?
Everybody wants to live on the island. That's the first thing.
You people are suffering now.
We're actually suffering.
I mean, we'll do an island mainland.
No, we'll segment. Do Lagos. Yeah, and that day, I'm going to wear red. Wear red from head to toe. Because Lagos has shown me pepper. Today, they still show me pepper. Oh my God. Lagos.
You guys pay me royalties for giving you a topic. But okay.
Yeah, we'll think about that.
If you upload it last week. Bring this episode back.
Oh my God.
So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And we also see the love. Thank you for the comments you always drop on our videos, both on Instagram, YouTube, for listening on the different podcast platforms. We appreciate you guys. Keep the love coming, and we promise to give you premium content as usual.
Also don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel at Afro Zillennial Podcast.
If you're not subscribed, subscribe now.
Get a free content.
No.
You can't just come on YouTube, watch and go. Subscribe, support the channel.
Support the channel.
Like this video, share to your loved ones and friends, and what else? Drop your comments, actually. Yeah. Let's know what you think about our episodes, what you think we should do better, what you think we shouldn't do. Let us know. We love you. We care
and then
about
topics
you
want us to treat,
Actually, you should give us topic suggestions.
And please don't come and be asking for royalties. Or
please, I don't come and be asking for people's our guest numbers in the comments.
Anyways. I'll give you, if you're ready to pay, I'll give you Daye's number.
Daye! You see your fame.
I'll take a cut.
Yeah.
I'm done. Please,
Bye, guys.